This is from Dragos. From the moment I wake up, the ego is trying to take ownership of who is doing. This happens through thoughts, usually trying to control reality, what I will eat, what I have to do. When I stop giving them attention, it goes more subtle. It goes to more subtle thoughts. Some days oneness is full of experience, but after that, ego starts to wrestle hard. Please, what should I do to stop suffering?
In a lot of cases, when we start to study non-duality, but especially non-doership, we get into that third belief territory of I'm not the doer, I'm being lived. Spiritual ego can weaponize that concept against us to where it makes us, it tries to put us in this kind of manic state of control through being the non-doer. Isn't that interesting? Ego tries to get us into this mode of like, I've got to control myself to be the non-doer. So like every little thing we're doing, we're analyzing like, oh, was that from my ego or from my real self? Well, who's doing that? And so that's certainly not the way to practice non-doership. We don't ask you to watch every action and try to stop identifying as the doer, because it's way too subversive of a function for the ego. It is an activity of ego mind that is all pervasive and extremely subtle. And so to try to transcend it with your mind, like I'm gonna outwit the ego on doership, good luck. This is what the ego has been designed by the logos to do. So you're probably not gonna beat the ego at its own game. So we say instead, don't try to be the non-doer. Don't analyze all your actions. Just trust and accept every moment life brings to you as if it was for your destiny, right? You had to experience whatever you experienced. If you were hungry, you went to the pantry, you ate some macadamia nuts. The universe wanted to eat macadamia nuts through me. I'm not the doer. That's all we need, right? We just need to understand it is the one power that does everything. There is no separate personal self who makes decisions apart from the universe, who says, ah, the universe wants me to do said thing. I don't want to do it. I, the individual, want to do this thing instead. That's the delusion, right? In reality, your karma's playing through you. The universe honors every aspect of your free will. So if you've ever chosen greed and selfishness and pride and cravings and addictions, you've just built up all that karma. And so that karma is going to play itself out. And the universe will fuel that karma to play itself out through the body mind. So who's really choosing the urges that they have and the cravings that they have? Like, is there ever a moment where you're just hanging out all peaceful and you're like, I'd like to have a craving right now. What craving should I choose to have? Well, I could crave the cigarette. I could crave potato chips, or I could crave pornography. Which of those three is most appealing to me? You know, I'm in a potato chip mood. I choose a potato chip craving. And then, oh, potato chips. And you rush off to the pantry. That would be what a doer would look like, right? Does that ever happen? Is there ever a moment where you really survey the potential options of all the cravings you could have? No, right? You just have a feeling of lust. You have a feeling of hunger. You have an addiction that arises in the mind, and off you watch the body go to pursue it. So all you can do is be the witness of those things and say, oh, look at life acting through the body mind, playing out the karma. If there is a doer at all, if there is an ability to choose at all, let's say it that way, it's only to choose the intention of what we want, right? So we can't stop the addiction from appearing. When the craving appears, we can't say, oh, where's the off button to push off on this addiction? Because we're not the doers, right? The karma, the ego is just doing it of its own accord, just like the wind's just blowing out there. The sun's just shining. Can you shut off the sun? Well, no more can you shut off your cravings. So why all this guilt? Just notice that there's a craving. And in your heart say, ah, I see that craving. I would like to transcend this. I would like to not be a slave to this craving. I would like to use this craving for God instead. I want to desire God as much as I desire this pornography addiction. I want to desire God as much as I desire this junk food that I'm always craving. Like, that's all we can really do if we can do anything. So as we're practicing this, Dragos, just the daily surrender of everything that happens is for my highest benefit. Everything that happens is a lesson God would have me learn. So I say yes to everything with an open heart. No experience do I resist. No action do I judge. No thing do I feel guilty over. All of it is the divine power working through me, right? Crystallizing me, refining me like the grain of sand in the oyster shell. There's going to be a lot of friction for a while you rub that grain of sand. But as you allow the rub to happen, and that's all your karma playing out and all the distortions coming out, you just say, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for showing me that. I accept, I forgive, I accept, I forgive. You just live as the non-doer in that way. Eventually that grain of sand is going to be a beautiful pearl of enlightenment. And at a certain point, you just more and more start to lose the sense of doing and choosing everything. And there's just this kind of wonderful lightness in you of like, oh, things just happen. I have no clue what's going to happen. Like, God just brings everything to me. Whatever I need to do, it just appears in the present moment. So we just start being more present because we know whatever this moment's doing is what I'm being asked to participate in. And that's where I want to be, because that's where my peace is found. That's where my love is felt. That's where all happiness is, when I'm just here, just saying yes to life. And I don't need to think any further than that. Right? So non-doership, we got to simplify it down to just acceptance and surrender. You never try to be the non-doer. The non-doer occurs to you at a certain point. You just kind of realize you're not the doer as you're practicing radical surrender and trust in the present moment every day. Hey everyone, thank you for watching today's video. I hope that you were truly blessed by it. And I wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to now be partnering with an amazing conscious supplement company called Organifi. A lot of you know that I'm also passionate about holistic health and nutrition, and Organifi has been a staple in my daily health routine for a very long time. They make the most delicious, organic, and high-quality superfood products that I've ever come across. And as you know, a healthy body is a great benefit for spiritual growth, because the health of your body directly translates to the health of your mind. Everything is connected. So feeding your body with high vibrational superfoods straight from the earth is one of the best ways to create that environment for a healthy mind. But getting all the superfoods that your body needs in one day can admittedly be a little bit tough. And that is where Organifi can add a ton of value to your life. I personally start every day off with green, which is Organifi's really delicious blend of 11 superfoods like ashwagandha, chlorella, and moringa. And then in the middle of the day, I'll usually have a scoop of red, which is a delicious energy blend full of 13 adaptogens and antioxidants from berries to recharge your mind and body with a delicious blend of organic superfoods. Your body is an amazing organic machine, but it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. And red is full of adaptogens sourced from organic herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And these are compounds that balance hormones, prime your energy pathways, and alleviate stress. So instead of crushing your adrenal system with huge doses of caffeine every day, adaptogens work with your body and give you natural, sustained energy all throughout the day. What's most important to me, though, about Organifi is the way that they go above and beyond to ensure the cleanest and purest ingredients in all of their products. They are USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, certified glyphosate-free, and absolutely zero fillers. So I never go anywhere without Organifi, and I never miss a day without taking it. And Organifi is offering a super generous discount of 20% off of your entire order when you use the coupon code ABKEY at checkout. So if you want to upgrade your health regimen with Organifi, you can click on the link in the description box below to learn more about all the amazing products that they offer. And I promise you that your mind and your body are going to thank you for it.